3 o'clock hour here on a Wednesday. We still have yet to, well, we still have yet to give away the Motley Crue tickets. We're giving away Motley Crue tickets every day this week. So we're going to do that sometime before 6 o'clock. We still have to get to Solana's dad, Eduardo. He will be making picks on games this week, as he's done for us the first 2 weeks of the season and will do for the entire season. And then Rob Pizzola will join us today from Canada, and he's an actual sports gambler, and he will make some picks, including the Dolphins-Seahawks game on Sunday. A lot to get to.
Mr. 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. In honor of National Cheeseburger Day, Flanagan's Cheeseburgers are the GOAT.
Interesting. Mm. I tweeted out earlier the best cheeseburger ever, but it's, you know, a place where I grew up in Highland Park. It's called Michael's Red Hots, but it was a char cheddar burger. And for me, nothing has ever compared. You know, I like Fuddruckers, although I haven't been there in a decade. Oh. Like, there's good cheeseburgers. There's a lot of good cheeseburgers everywhere. I don't know if I've really had one at Flanagan's.
I haven't either.
Because there's other things that I get there. Like, if I'm in the mood for meat, I'm probably getting ribs there. Yeah.
It's BurgerFi.
BurgerFi, and they just declared bankruptcy. Never mind. You haven't gone enough. If you love it, there
they have something called the CEO, which is like a Wagyu patty, and all service is terrible though.
I happen to like Five Guys. Out of like the Shake Shack, BurgerFi, Five Guys realm, I kind of like Five Guys.
I'm going to tell you, and it's some, I don't know, some sadity crap to say. Houston's Burger.
Ooh, oh, yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Now, it's $45, but you nailed it. Their burger is stupid.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I feel funny, too, asking for it because it's, you know, like, oh, you want the lobster, you want the tomahawk steak, or you want the burger. Man, I'll take that damn burger.
Trying to think if I have, like, a go-to cheeseburger in South Florida. A place in Deerfield Beach called Charm City. People rave about that.
The picture behind you.
This?
Yeah, the damn burger that's behind your left shoulder.
A Hockman burger?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
But that place had some good damn burgers.
Well, this picture is Miami Subs.
No, the Hockman burger. What was that place called?
Oh, Tucker Duke's.
Tucker Duke's.
Yes, you're right.
They had a burger now. Yes.
But those burgers are super cutesy. Like, you can't go to Tucker Duke's and just get a cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Like, theirs has a million different things on it.
Tangerine marmalade.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, where's a good, just a good hearty cheeseburger?
Flanagan's, by the way, their burger is called the Bahama Burger. I've had it before, and it's good. It's a quality burger. But, I mean, when you're ranking menu items at Flanagan's,
they don't just have the Bahama Burger, because I think I've had the barbecue burger there, which is like an onion ring and barbecue sauce and stuff.
Yeah, but like cheeseburgers, the Bahama Burger with cheese. And you're ranking.
You can get any of their burgers with cheese is my point.
Okay, all right.
Well, you can't. Like, you're saying the Bahama Burger is their cheeseburger, but it's not.
I just think that's the burger Jimmy's going with. I think that's what he's telling us.
Because you wrote it for him?
He didn't write anything. I came up with it.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
No, I have the Big Daddy Burger, not the Bahama Burger.
Oh, okay.
Well, Solana says that if you're getting cheese on it, it has to be the Bahama Burger.
All right. I get it.
Honestly,
Fuddruckers does have a good cheeseburger, if I recall. I haven't been there in a while, but because isn't theirs like a melty cheese? It's not just a cheese slice. Well, it depends. If you put it on at the bar, at the condiments bar, you use their melty cheese. I think it's a slice of cheese if you ask them to put it on for you.
I had to look it up because it's a place I've brought up a number of times because they're a Cajun place. It's called Shuck and Dive in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have all the crawfish and the gator bites and all that stuff. But they have a blackened blue burger. So it's blackened, like the blackened seasoning on the burger got a little spice to it. And it's blue cheese on it. And it's one, it's not no smash burger. That's another thing.
I like a smash burger.
Don't tell because you there's no temperature on a smash burger. Smash burger just give you the I want medium, medium rare.
Nah, cook it like a smash burger.
I don't want you to smash my burger. I want my burger thick. I like thick burgers.
Like a smash burger. Somebody texts in Culver's. Culver's does have a good burger. I like Culver's a lot.
Go to Shuck and Dive. Get you a black and blue burger.
I know this is going to set me up for criticism, but I don't like blackened anything. I don't like blackened fish. I don't like blackened burgers.
When we started this show, you thought I was Puerto Rican.
It's truly my least favorite seasoning.
It's spicy. You don't like spicy.
Not blackened.
You'll take a jalapeno, huh? But no blackened.
If you call it a spicy burger, I'm in. Please let us be done with this topic before Solana's dad comes on.
That's why you were rolling the R's in my last name for so long. Crowder. Crowder. No, just Crowder.
Don't forget, what's that?
I was going to say, my go-to burger spot right now is Apocalypse in Kendall. They have the best burgers because they make it with, like, different types of meats. But Crowder's right about Houston's. Oh,
Houston's so is ridiculous, but it is crazy expensive.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not even exaggerating. It is great. It's New York prices in, you know, whether you're in Aventura, Pompano, or Boca, wherever the local Houston's is by you. It is New York. I'm talking Midtown Manhattan prices.
It's the thing. I can get a New York strip for $41. I can get this burger for $38. It's a tough sell for a $40 burger, but that damn burger is so good.
Hillstone, I think, is Houston's. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Hillstone. It seems like the same restaurant.
That's the corporate partner. Yeah. The corporate owner.
So in Coral Gables, my fiance loves to go to Hillstone. She likes the sushi from there. They have like everything that you could possibly think of on that menu. I love that $38 burger from Hillstone. I do feel funny,
crazy.
Though. I feel funny ordering it because, like, the table next to me is ordering a prime Ragu whatever, and I'm sitting there like a toddler eating a cheeseburger, but it's so damn good, man.
Jay Alexander's. Have you ever had a Jay Alexander burger?
Fire.
They have a good burger as well.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, like you said, Hawk, it's that Manhattan restaurant with a burger.
But Houston's does it unapologetically. Like, nope. You look at the menu, you can't believe it. But then all of a sudden, the place is packed and you're sitting at the bar because you can't get a table.
Mm-hmm. Let me grab that burger. Medium.
Anyway. Reminder, before we get to headlines.
The nice places, you can get a burger Pittsburgh medium, like a steak.
Oh, Pittsburgh medium.
Have you ever Pittsburgh medium a burger?
I have not. That's a classy order right there, though.
What? A Pittsburgh medium burger.
I'd be heated if I'm a waiter and somebody asked me to tell my chef, yeah, Pittsburgh medium this burger. It's pretty simple, Crowder. Medium rare, medium, or well done. It's pretty simple. It's straightforward with a damn burger.
You listen, Crowder and Gino, they like the reverse sear stuff. Listen, they love to be cutesy. They love to be cutesy.
Hey, Alejandro, take your ass back to the kitchen and get my hamburger. You just went from 22 to 20. Keep it up.
All right. Before we get headlines, let me just remind everybody, we're going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston 1 week from today. We're going to do the show out there, but 1 week from today, it's the 560 WQAM Whiskey Stars and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come out, you enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, like a Swisher Sweet, and some jibber jabber with the QAM staff. And Duncan Robinson will be there smoking Swisher Sweets with me. Let the NBA fine him. Who cares? Duncan Robinson will be there. If you want to get an invite, we are at the wait list portion of the event. But if you want to get on the wait list, go to WQAM.com and click on Whiskey Stars and Cigars and get on the wait list or your invite, hopefully. Must be over 21, drink responsibly, and then you come hang out with us and the entire QAM staff and Duncan Robinson at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. 1 week from tonight, Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and by official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man. Go to themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit cohenandjudah.com to see all the reviews. Leroy Horde texted me. He just left Shuck and Dive.
I'm telling you, Hawk, you got to go to Shuck and Dive. I will sponsor a show trip to Shuck and Dive.
Do they have anything besides blackened?
Everything's blackened. You're going to hate to look in this kitchen.
Can Mabel
make my chicken?
Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. At Durell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
I'm going to read this just because I find it funny. So, NFL rumors, an account on Twitter, you know, it's just an account that posts stuff. They tweeted out, former Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was spotted at a Miami Dolphins practice per multiple reports. And then they write, it's unclear if he was just talking to some teammates that were friends or what the reasoning is. I don't think that is any sort of actual news. That could be fake, by the way. I don't know. The reason why I bring it up is because Tyreek Hill quote tweeted it, and he tweeted, this team already has too many kids.
Yeah, it was funny. It's a funny tweet.
Cam still thinks he can play. It's weird.
No, he's not playing anywhere. I saw another report that he was at Carolina. Like, you know, that, like, you know, he's back right, in, like, right, he's right.
Why do these guys not get this severance check? They're crazy. They never retired. They know, you know, you're going to get a six-figure.
He's retired. He's not anywhere of these places.
He's not retired, though. Yes, he hasn't put his paperwork in.
Nah, he's retired.
Well, get the severance.
Anyways, here's what Meek Mill has to say. Oh, never mind. That's, we'll get to that later.
Too soon.
The Marlins had beat the Dodgers last night, 11-9. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run last night, straight to right field. They'll play again tonight, 6:40 p.m.
All right.
He's a big old human, boy.
Mm-hmm. That was Cam Newton.
Yeah. Shohei's bigger than Cam, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I can look the numbers up, but I think Shohei's bigger than Cam.
He's 6'4".
Shohei Ohtani's 6'4"?
According to Google.
Cam's got to be bigger than that, no?
Cam probably 6'5". Let's see. I think Cam's about 6'6", 6'5".
That's what I thought.
Yeah, 6'5", according to Google.
Yeah, Cam's a big human. He has a good burger at his place. It's called Fellowship in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. No BS. Like, his little restaurant he has is delicious.
I wouldn't tell him any different.
And you don't want to go there, Hawk. Trust me. Very blackened.
Well, let me know when they open one in Buckhead.
Today was media day for the Florida Panthers. Panthers head coach was on with Joe Rose earlier this morning. Sergei Bobrovsky was on with Tobin and Leroy this afternoon as well. Those interviews are
We have your dad.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I have this straight. See where we are in the pecking order of guests for South Florida Radio. So Joe Rose had the Stanley Cup winning head coach.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And Tobin and Leroy had the Stanley Cup winning goalie?
Correct.
And we've got your dad coming up.
Yeah. According to, let me check again. According to our show sheet, yeah.
All right.
3:30.
Oh, huh. Now, if you want to question why our podcast numbers have been cut in half.
I love that one, though.
Anyways, first preseason game will be this Sunday versus Nashville. Why do they do this? They play two preseason games always, every year, to open up their preseason
slate. They do a split squad. Yeah. They do that in baseball, too.
2 p.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Mike McDaniel on Tua Tagovailoa going to IR, quote, "We do what we feel is best with the information and collaboration with medical experts. We do the very best for the organization that we can."
All right.
And
I think it's a good decision on both sides.
It really is. Just buy yourself some time. Let the heat die down a little bit.
Yeah, and then it's not in Tua's hands. You know, now
like
it's
I saw Manti Te'o on some radio shows on Sirius XM, and like even he's quieted down his take. Remember, we played sound of him the day after, and he was in tears, and Tua was his brother, and he hopes that's it. And now today he's like, yeah, I've talked to his dad, and things seem to be fine. And, you know, like time heals all wounds.
Yes.
From Ian Rappaport, Panthers head coach, Dave Canales was asked about the possibility of trading former number one overall pick Bryce Young. Quote, "That's not something we're really considering." He said it's all hands on deck for this week, and he believes Young can still be a franchise quarterback.
Hmm.
No, based
on considering it, because there's no market for it.
What franchise?
Well, based on Canales' track record, Bryce Young will be a Commander within the next 2 weeks.
I'm not considering dating Sydney Sweeney. Because it can't happen. I'm sure the phone's ringing off the hook for Bryce Young. Oh, you're not playing him anymore? I don't know what these guys are on. We'll give you whatever you want.
We'll do it like
whatever you want.
What do they trade him for?
Spiral notepad and an iPad.
Be lucky to get that.
You don't think it would be a wise move to bring in a number one overall pick that has had a rough go at it? There's no doubt about it. But if you're Chris Greer, to just bring in a number one overall pick just to see what's going to happen?
No. At what cost?
That's what it is. If they're giving away, literally, we're joking. If it's a seventh-round pick
Josh
next
Rosen.
Year.
We brought in Josh Rosen. That was a number one pick. Not overall, but that was a number one pick.
But, Hawk, a 5, 6, 7, you know, something like that. Just, yeah, now, and you're getting the first-round money. So now you're paying Tua 50. You're paying him whatever they're making now, 20 a year as a first-round pick. Like, it would blow up the salary cap to bring
doesn't
in another quarterback.
Sense. It doesn't make sense.
But he's not. He's still on his rookie deal. I don't think it has to do with a cap situation.
No, he's guaranteed it's like $10 million this year and $20 million next year, something like that.
That puppy money's not – like, it says, oh,
right.
Get him
it's not $400,000.
That's what they're saying. They're not saying, oh, we have to pay him $50. No, we just pay these young guys too. It's $15 million. Like, a first-round pick is set for life after they play out their rookie deal.
I mean, they literally got rid of Mike White to save $2 million.
They also got rid of Mike White because he got beat out by Skylar Thompson. I don't think it was just a cost-saving move. I mean, part of it was, sure, but he also just got beat out by Skylar Thompson. Anybody who watched all three preseason games, it was obvious to us. Skylar was playing better than Mike White.
Agreed.
4 years, 37.9. So $10 million a year is what Bryce is making.
I'd rather pay Javon Holland. I can't argue with that.
Me too.
All right, your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Inter Miami plays tonight, by the way, at Atlanta United. No word yet if Messi or Suarez will play, but they are both with the team. Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, hot and humid. That's your weather.
All right, we're going to get some picks from Eduardo Solana. He's getting better every week. He was 1-3 week one. He was 2-2 last week. That means, if my math is correct,
3-1.
3-1 this coming week.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Give it to me, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solana's dad, Eduardo Solana, joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline every Wednesday and gives us some picks. And today happens to be National Cheeseburger Day. And I know you do a ton of grilling at your house, Eduardo. I've been there before. I've seen the setup. You guys love your steaks and all that. But a good cheeseburger is a delicious meal. Would you agree?
No.
No. No. All right. Well, I don't know where to go from there. I don't know exactly what transpired there. Who doesn't like a cheeseburger, Eduardo?
Ask my son when he was a kid how many times he went to BK or McDonald's. Never.
Because it's not good meat?
Because I cook, and my meat is much better than those burgers that now they tell you this is real meat.
But you won't cook a cheeseburger? Like, it would have to be steak or ribs or like something?
Yep, that's correct. It had to be real meat, no ground meat.
The little spiral sausage. I don't know the name, but goodness gracious.
Chimichurri.
Yeah, the sauce, yes, sir.
Let's give that to DBJ. Let's just have him blurt out chimichurri.
Chimichurri.
So no cheeseburgers?
Nah.
Solana, you never got a cheeseburger? You had to sneak them like it was a cigarette?
I would like to interject here. Correct me if I'm wrong, Poppy. What did you have for dinner last night?
A burger.
Oh, these toys ain't lining up, bro.
I'll tell you what, that was a lot of bluster for someone who had a cheeseburger last night for dinner.
But they were made by me. I buy the meat. I go to the guy in Publix. He ground it for me. And then I mix it. You know, and then I do my burgers.
What kind of cheese you put on it?
Me? I like provolone. But my wife likes Swiss cheese.
Mm. Yeah. What do you think about cheddar? How about a little cheddar?
Yeah, I like it. You know,
better. No what problem. About a Fuddruckers cheeseburger? Fuddruckers is a pretty good cheeseburger.
I like hot dogs in Fuddruckers.
Oh, interesting.
The hot dog, yeah. It's too much bun. You know, the bread is a lot, but I like it. You know, yeah.
But Pops, what about you? You're a man. You have a palate. What about blue cheese? That's the high class.
Yeah, but it's a little bit strong.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be in the right mood.
It takes out the flavor of the meat. But, you know, I can do it. No problem.
A good call. Yep. All right. Let's get some picks from Eduardo Solana. So you went 1-3 week one. That was terrible. You went 2-2 last week. Last week, if you were tailing him, he had the Dolphins. That was a loss. He had Ball State. Ball State plus the points against Miami. That was a loss because Miami covered. He had Texas A&M laying the points against Crowder's Gators. That was a win. And he had FAU beating his own sons, FIU Panthers, and that was a win as well. So he was 2-2 last week. Here's what we have for you this week. I'm going to start with the University of Miami. I'm going to start with the Saturday games. University of Miami is a 16.5-point favorite in Tampa playing USF. Do you like the Hurricanes laying the points or USF, the USF Bulls, getting the points?
USA Bulls getting the points.
All right. USA Bulls getting the points from Miami. How about FSU? FSU is terrible. They're 0-3 this season, but they are still favorites on Saturday. They are hosting Cal, a brand new entrant to the ACC. FSU is a 2.5-point favorite hosting Cal.
FSU 2.5 points.
You're going to lay the points with FSU. You're going to. People are still believing in FSU. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They are at Mississippi State. Now, any other season, Florida would be a 30-point favorite over Mississippi State. Yes. This year, they are a 6-point favorite. Florida -6 at Mississippi State. Which team do you like?
Mississippi State is Ole team?
No, that's Ole Miss, not Ole. No, that's another school. That's another school.
Yeah, Ole, that's Lane Kiffin's team, but that's Ole Miss.
Close, but no cigar. I go.
Speaking of cigars, you're going to join us next Wednesday night, correct? At Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
Yes, I will. Yeah,
very exciting.
I'm going to meet the famous Crowder in person.
That's right.
Crowder, I can't wait.
Duncan Robinson will be there. Yep. I'm bringing. You ever smoke a Swisher Sweet?
No.
All right. Well, I've got plenty of them. You like grape?
No.
Okay.
Hey, perfect. Hey, Eduardo, don't worry. I got some special cigars for us.
No problem.
No, don't touch the cigars that Crowder offers you.
Eduardo, I make them myself.
Yeah, don't touch those. Just say no. You know how to say no in Spanish? No.
No.
No. No. Okay, Mississippi State or Florida?
Mississippi State.
All right. I like agree. That. Getting yeah. the Crowder agrees.
What have I seen?
My last one up.
The final one is the Dolphins game. So the Dolphins are in Dolphins are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. Skylar Thompson is now the quarterback. The Dolphins are getting 4.5 points in Seattle.
Getting for what?
Well, they probably need more, but they're getting 4.5 points. So do you like Seattle laying the points or Miami getting the points?
Seattle laying the points.
Seattle laying the points, as do I. I already put that bet in. Unfortunately, I put it in at 5.5, but I'm not a great gambler.
I'm lined up with Eduardo this whole week.
Eduardo, we will see you next Wednesday. You'll join us live from Smoke on the Water, right?
Is he gonna I can't wait. I can't wait to see you, all you guys.
Is he going to do it live, sure. Solana? Is he going to come out early enough to join us live?
I guess. I mean, that's a lot of hours, yes. Though.
You'll I mean, right. Out? He's... Right. There's any food there? Food, real food? Like, you know, like we can
bring a hot dog in your pocket. Just in case.
Listen, if you come, Eduardo, we'll figure this just thing out. Just, yeah,
we'll feed you.
Come.
We'll feed you. Eduardo Solana makes picks for us every Wednesday. He's going to join us at Smoke on the Water, Whiskey Stars and Cigars next Wednesday in Weston. So he will join us out there live, as will Duncan Robinson. And a whole bunch more. Thank you, Eduardo, as always. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more Hockman and Crowder in a moment.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.